Notice now verse 2. He says here, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. We have here mercy instead of grace. Grace is generally the word that you find in all of the epistles. But here it's mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now, the other day, I talked about this matter of love and mercy and grace. And peace now has been added, and we'll say a word about it here also. We need to recognize the difference of these three words, love and mercy and grace. And then to see that there is a very strong relationship of them. They are related together. Now, love of God is an attribute of God. And because God is love, why, he is merciful and he has provided grace. Now, the love of God is that he loves all of mankind. God so loved the world. It's not his will that any should perish. And he today loves every human being, and he has no favorites at all. He made it very clear to Moses that he didn't even answer his prayer because he was Moses. But God says, I'll show mercy to whom I will show mercy. God says, I do it because I find the explanation in myself. I treat all my creatures alike in that sense. So that God loves you today. And he loves you so much, if you and I today knew how much he loved us, actually it would break our hearts. We'd be in tears. Now you can keep from experiencing that love. You can put up an umbrella of resistance to him. You can step out of his will. You can have sin in your life. There are many things that will cause you not to experience the love of God. But that doesn't mean he's not loving you. You can't keep the sun from shining, but you can put up the umbrella and keep the sun off of you. So there's certain umbrellas you put up to keep the love of God off of you. Now, though God loved you, he never saved you by love, because God has other attributes. He's holy, and he is righteous, and he's just, and he just simply can't let down the bars of heaven and bring you in by letting down his standard. He can't do that any more than a crooked judge. Well, I ought not to put it quite like that. Any more than a judge, if he's going to uphold the law, he can't reach under the table and accept a payment under the table to let a criminal off. If he does, may I say to you, he's a crooked judge. Now, if God is going to do that with human beings, he's no better than the crooked judge, and I do not mean to be irreverent. God has to maintain his holiness and his righteousness and his justice. So God so loved the world, and he loved the world with a merciful love, a love that had a concern and care for them. And because of that, he gave his only begotten Son. And now God, on the basis of this sinner not presenting anything to him, but God now on a righteous basis can save him if he'll come to him and accept his salvation. And that's called the grace of God. By grace are ye saved. Now, today, I think it's going to be worthwhile for me to do this. Dr. Trench, who was a great Greek scholar, he made a distinction of these words. And I want you to listen to this. It's a rather extended quotation, but I'd like for you to hear it. The word for mercy is eleos, the word that's used here, and grace is charis. Now I'm quoting from Dr. Trench. While charis, that is grace, has thus reference to the sins of man and is that glorious attribute of God which these sins call out and display his free gift and their forgiveness, eleos, that is mercy, has special and immediate regard to the misery which is the consequence of these sins. Now you see, the grace of God has to do with the sins of man. That is, God has provided a Savior who's paid the penalty for sins. Now, on that basis, God saves, and that's the grace of God. But you see, sin has brought tragedy to us. I heard this on the TV, on an interview of those that wrote The Exorcist, and the man who did, and those who were in the play. And apparently, they really got involved in that. They certainly believe in the supernatural, but their point was, why does a God of love permit cancer, you see? May I say to you, cancer is the consequence of sin. God did not give you cancer. That's the result of sin. Disease has come to man because of sin. Now, the mercy of God, he sees the misery that sin is causing. The mercy of God goes out to man because of the consequence of sin. And God is rich in mercy. So if you come to him as a sinner, accept his salvation, he'll save you by grace, and then he's rich in mercy, and he'll extend his mercy to you. He'll bring you comfort in that time. He'll comfort your heart. He will help you, and you can trust him at a time like that. Now let me keep reading here, because this is tremendous that Dr. Trench is saying to us here. Again, let me say, the free gift and their forgiveness, that has to do with the grace of God. But his immediate regard to us in our misery, that is the mercy of God, you see. And it's being the tender sense of this mercy displaying itself in the effort which only the continued perverseness of man can hinder or defeat to assuage and entirely remove it. In the divine mind and in the order of our salvation as conceived therein, the mercy precedes the grace. God so loved the world with a pitying love that he gave his only begotten Son that the world through him might be saved. But you see, in the order of the manifestation of God's purposes of salvation, the grace must go before the mercy, that is, the charis, or the grace must go before and take away and make way for the eleos, the mercy of God, you see. God has to save us by his grace first. Now, I hope I've made that distinction clear, or maybe I just muddled it up good for you. But now the peace of God is that experience which comes to the heart that has trusted Christ. Paul says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's to know that God is not difficult to get along with. He's not making it hard for me. He's not making it hard for you. He today wants you to know that he hasn't anything against you now. You've trusted Christ. No, you're a sinner. The world may point its finger at you, reject you, but he's accepted you, and he loves you. But may I say, he wants to give you that peace so that at night you can pillow your head, and you can pillow your head on what Dr. Torrey used to call Romans 8:28. He says that's a soft pillow to put your head on. All things work together for good to them that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. How wonderful that is.